You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Arizona Diamondbacks baseball today, this Friday, October 20th, with Steve Gilberts, our D-backs reporter for MLB.com. Steve, we thank you for the time today, and what we're doing is kind of taking a look back at the turnover and the changes that the Diamondbacks rotation underwent during the course of the 2017 season. It seems like no matter what year it is and what team, whether through trades or promotions or injuries, there's always some turnover within every big league staff. So I think the top three were pretty rock solid all year between Zach Greinke, Robbie Ray, and Zach Godley. But beyond that, just kind of take us through the course of the season and the changes that the staff did undergo between the start and the end of the season.
Sure, Matt. Good to be with you again today. You look at when they were heading into spring training, they had they talked about having six starters. They talked about having Zach Greinke. They talked about Patrick Corbin, Shelby Miller, Robbie Ray, Taiwan Walker, and Archie Bradley. As there's six guys going in. I think I said six. Hopefully I said six there. So that was the competition going into spring training. And Archie Bradley had pitched so well, but not quite better than the other five guys. So the question they faced was what to do with him. And they decided, well, they'd keep him as a long man in the bullpen because the other guys, probably deserved to be in the rotation. And so Archie ended up pitching his way into some very high leverage situations in the bullpen. So that was one kind of change that I don't think we saw coming in spring training. We thought that Archie was either going to be in the rotation or they were going to move him or they were going to send him down to AAA. So that was one of the biggest things. And then Shelby Miller, who was coming off a really tough year in 2016, looked good in spring training. His velocity had spiked pretty far up there. And he pitched very, very well. And his first few starts of the year, he pitched well. And then he got injured, and that's where when it comes into what you're talking about is there's always some turnover in the staff, and even a staff that was as consistent and as good as the Diamondbacks starting rotation, that was kind of where it happened for them. And Zach Godley, who was not really even talked about during spring training as a real candidate for the rotation, I think Torey Lovello said in his postseason meeting with us that he was probably the seventh or eighth starter on the depth chart when they entered spring training. He ended up coming up and taking over for Shelby Miller. And I think that when you look back on the season, you kind of will wonder where they'd be if they didn't have a guy like Zach Godley to kind of step up and take Shelby Miller's place. Other than that, they had a remarkably consistent rotation. Patrick Corbin pitched well. He had a little bit of a slump there in June, but picked it back up. Greinke and Robbie Ray and Taiwan Walker proved to be a really good acquisition from the Mariners. They picked him up and he turned in a pretty consistent season for him. So all in all, it was a really great season from the rotation. But the one big absence that they had was Shelby Miller.
Yeah, no question. And, of course, Steve, it all starts and ends with Zach Greinke, the former Cy Young winner at the top of that rotation. And Greinke, I think, it's safe to say he was not pleased with his debut season with the Diamondbacks in 2016. He did win 13 games, but the ERA was un-Greinke-esque, if you will, at 4.37. He got back to his normal ways in 2017. He was virtually invincible at home, especially on his way to winning 17 games and a 3.20 ERA. Was there some, was his pride or his ego damaged a little bit after, signing that massive contract prior to the 2016 season? Then he falters a little bit. Was his pride hurt a little bit that he wanted to really bounce back in a big way here in 2017?
Well, I'm sure he wasn't happy with the way that season went because there were some starts that were kind of embarrassing for him. I'm thinking of one in Boston where he gave up a bunch of homers and one against the Dodgers where he got hit pretty hard. And he seemed to be kind of confused as to why that was happening. A couple things that they changed for this year that may have helped Zach, one of which is they focused more defensively when it came to the catching position, going out and getting Jeff Mathis, who's regarded as a very good framer, and he was Zach's primary catcher for most of the year. And Zach's a guy that's not going to be overpowering, so he's going to have to hit his spots and he's going to have to work the corners. And that's where pitch framing really does come in to play. And so that may have helped him be a little bit more confident. If you look at some of the StatCast data, He got a lot of calls on the corners, which benefited him. And also his slider was much better this year, and it was a real weapon for him, particularly the first half of the season when he ended up making the All-Star team. So a couple big things for him probably were the improvement of his slider and maybe having a little bit better defender. Wellington Castillo was his catcher in 2016, and you know, Welly certainly hit the ball better than Jeff Mathis. But if you look at some of the pitch framing metrics, Castillo kind of struggled in that area, whereas Mathis is regarded as being very good at that.
And that was certainly a big boon for Zach Greinke here in 2017. Again, 17-7 and a 3.20 ERA, one of the best pitchers in the game once again, as the numbers certainly reflect. And, Steve, Robbie Ray was a guy that kind of fascinates me a little bit, because you look at his 2016 season, and at first glance, the numbers are, you know, not good. 8-15, a 4.90 ERA. But it seems like every offseason you try to pick out guys that are poised for a breakout year based on those advanced stats or peripheral stats. And you look at Robbie Ray and you say, well, the one-loss record was not good, but he struck out a ton of guys, and maybe that could lead to something. Well, it certainly did. He goes 15-5, a sub-3 ERA. He strikes out 218 batters for the second year in a row. And it seemed like, you know, the stuff that was ready to kind of come up to the surface in 2016 did in 2017. And, I mean, this guy had a breakout year of breakout years.
He really did. Hat tip to Dave Stewart for being the president of the Robbie Ray fan club and acquiring him from the Nationals. It was one of the first or second trades that he made when he took over as general manager. You know, Robbie always had great stuff, the electric fastball for a lefty. The big change for him this year was he decided to scrap his changeup, which he kind of always kind of struggled to get command of, and went with to go with the slider, a slower curveball, slower breaking ball. That really paid big dividends for him, gave him something to change speeds with instead of, you know, his hard fastball. And his hard slider is good, but he didn't really have a change of pace pitch, and now he does with that curveball. So he really took a step forward in that. I think part of his issue last year, too, was, you know, he struck out a lot of guys, but he ended up with a lot of deep counts, a lot of three-ball counts. And so the question with him was always, you know, is he going to be able to pitch deep in the games? And he really answered that this year, was far more efficient with his pitches, really put it together in May, had a big outing against the Pirates. I think he struck out 14 guys in that game. And that seemed to really give him a confidence boost, and he went on a really good roll after that. Got hit in the head in St. Louis, and it was a scary moment, and missed about a month. But the way he bounced back from that was pretty amazing. His first four starts after that were just dominating. So he showed no ill effects of that, which speaks to his kind of mental toughness there. And really had a breakthrough year and certainly has ace-type potential. So they're very excited about having him back again with Zach at the top of the rotation next year.
Yeah, I mean, he shaved more than 2 runs off his ERA between 2016 and 2017 from 4.90 to 2.89, a real breakthrough campaign for Robbie Ray, and some big things to come in 2018 and beyond. And another guy that you've touched on already, Zach Godley stepping in when Shelby Miller went down. And Godley, again, as you said, and Torrey Lovello said, maybe the 7th or 8th guy on the depth chart in that rotation in spring training. He comes out of nowhere and emerges a 6.39 ERA in 2016, 3.37 here in 2017. And, I mean, it seems like, I don't want to call him a strikeout pitcher, but his strikeout rate really spiked. He struck out more than a batter per inning this season, did not come close to approaching that in a small sample size in 2016. Talk about his stuff and the ways that he improved from one season to the next.
He's another guy that improved his curveball, and that was a big thing for him this year. And it was a real put away pitch for him with 2 strikes. And he's a guy he's a bulldog. I mean, he's not afraid of any situation. When he's shuttled in the past between the rotation and relieving, it doesn't seem to faze him. He had his first 2 or 3 starts this past season. He had come up from AAA to make them, and there was uncertainty as to whether or not he was going to get another start or whether or not he was going to be put in the bullpen. And none of that ever seemed to faze him. he just kept saying, you know, my job is to get outs wherever I'm at. If it's in the bullpen or if it's in the rotation, if it's in Phoenix, if it's in AAA Reno, then I got to do it there. So his ability to not be afraid and to challenge hitters is really something. And I think that benefits him and maybe that helps his stuff play up. You know, he's not somebody that you look at and, you know, you grade his pitches super high. But they play better than that. And I think part of it is he just challenges hitters. He's not going to walk a lot of guys. He's not going to be afraid. And he's going to give you at least six innings, it seems like. It felt like in every start. And he was very consistent. And again, if they don't have him step up for Shelby Miller, I don't know where they would have been with this rotation.
Yeah, excellent point. And when you factor in assuming good health for Miller next year, and then Taiwan Walker's obviously in the mix, and Patrick Corbin, this has the makings of being one of the elite rotations in Major League Baseball, a playoff appearance for the Snakes in 2017, and maybe more than that in 2018. We'll see what the exciting future holds in store out there in the desert. Steve Gilbert, a pleasure as always. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Arizona Diamondbacks.